Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go to Barry. Barry's got issues with his wife and other people. Good morning, Barry.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. Here dealing with my family issues, you know.
Yes. So, Fat Boy said you called in yesterday. Thanks for coming on with us today. You've got a question. This is for dads of daughters. And I have a daughter, but she's, you know, she's an adult now. Fat Boy has a son. Well, you have a daughter as well, but she's also married off, and right?
No.
Okay. Well,
but
I thought she.
Yeah. I got it all covered.
Damn it!
All kind of kids.
Well, you took the wedding gift I gave you.
All right.
Hang it. All right.
That's what I do.
Introduce the audience to the plight that you're dealing with right now, if you would, Barry.
So, I have three kids. I have three kids. Right? I've been married to my wife 23 years, you know, and I have three kids. One's 22, then I'm 20, and then I have a little son who's 16. But they will not stop talking to each other. Oh, my God. They talk. They're just way too close.
What do you mean? I thought this was about something else. What do you mean they're talking to each other?
I mean, it's like, you know, women, right? They don't really hide anything from each other. And for some reason, like, they have no problem seeing each other naked, you know? Like, that's not a thing that we do, you know?
I love the way you say that. It's not a thing we do, you know?
I wonder where this was going to go, because the text he sent yesterday, we didn't have time to get him on, was something to the effect of, I might as well have seen my whole family naked at this point. And I didn't know what that meant, but that's why we definitely had to get him on.
I mean, it kind of it started with when my daughter started dating and stuff, and then like my wife and them, they go and they get all these they get Brazilian waxes and they just start talking to each other about it, right? And so like that means I did not want to know about these things, right? And so all day they're just talking about their Brazilian waxes, if that's, you know what I mean, right? And and you know, my wife says it shouldn't matter because it's not sexual or anything. But I tell her she's wrong. I don't want to go into all of what she said, but I know more about my daughters than I didn't have to know. I don't want to know about this. My wife doesn't understand me, dude. They don't understand me.
So she's telling you about your daughter's stuff.
Is that something that moms go and do with their daughters? Is go get Brazilian waxes?
Really? You know what? The steamings. I forgot all about the steaming.
The vaginal steaming.
Yeah, they would go together. They just sit on a hot crock pot, I guess, and just enjoy the fumes.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
And then the funny thing is, my daughters don't know about this, right? Like, they don't know that my mom, that my wife can't doesn't stop talking, right? And tells me everything, right? So once they come to me, they don't know that I know this stuff, and that makes it kind of weird, you know?
Weird. I was very kept from. I mean, first off, I don't think any. Well, I'm not going to. I grew up. If you listen to the show, I grew up in a very, very strict Bible home and things like that, and I only knew. Any kind of situations like that was just always called female problems. Mm-hmm. That's all it was ever called. I knew nothing.
But this has to be a newer thing, right? As far as I don't remember growing up, women being that close to each other, family members at least, where they're talking about waxing their stuff or showing
like
it to each other.
Back in the day, did the elite rich go to Brazil to get their cooters waxed?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they do talk to each other in the bathroom, you know, like one to be in the stall, and then they just talk to each other, and then, like, it's yap, all day in the restroom. And
wait a minute. They're just hanging out in the bathroom? Meanwhile,
yes, dude. Like, they could be, like, dude, if when my daughter has diarrhea, like, they talk to each other anyway.
Like, what in the world? What? Such a close family. Like, too close. Too much.
She says, come in here. I'm blowing it up, Mom.
I mean, I was close to my mom, but we never discussed vaginal things, except for, like, menstruating when you're a little, you know, they tell you what to do.
Yeah. Fat boy, with your son, nothing like that is ever taught, right?
No, like, yeah. I'm not saying, hey, I just trimmed up, come check it out.
No.
Because I would never tell my mom what I was doing with a boy because she would tell me that I was wrong to even think about having sex. Oh, you know okay. what I mean? That, like, that's not a comfortable...
She's talking about when she was younger.
Oh, I thought she meant, like, you know, she'd tell you you were wrong. Like, here's how you should do it.
No.
Like, you're not doing it
right. I've seen those movies.
My mother was more open-minded than I am. I mean, my mother is kind of like a free spirit. So she, if I broached any question, but then I would be uncomfortable to talk about.
It sounds like this guy's family would walk in, lift the skirt, and say, do you know what's up with this bump down here? Like, something like that. Is this an ingrown hair, or do I need to go to the doctor?
And having that done together with your mom is kind of odd.
Yeah, very, man.
They don't do that, though, right?
No. And if they, well, I mean, sometimes they go to different ones, and then they compare each other. So it's even more, dude, that's like, oh, that was good. Oh, dude, wow, look, oh, my God, I can't. It's just...
Do you, as do you prefer that with your wife, for her to be in that, you know?
Brazilian wax?
Yeah. You like
oh, goodness.
I like to change it, you know?
Okay.
What, different shapes? Like, you want a pyramid one month?
Yeah, or maybe a period when she doesn't Brazilian wax, you know? Like, right. Keep it
landing strip.
Like, you can't tell your daughters like you know this stuff, right? Like, I feel like it's going to come out eventually.
He needs a son, is what he needs.
Yeah,
he's got a son.
With my son, we just talk about sports. Like, it's just like we just hang out and we talk about life.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And sports, man.
Oh, I thought he said swords.
Like, no, sports.
I mean, with my bros and my father and my son, he sit there and like talk about like our tools and stuff, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure Thanksgiving is fun at your house.
No, it's not. It's going to talk about frightening. Like that was, I would tell your wife, say, you know, if you're that close with her or whatever, like that's fine. But like, you don't want to know that stuff. You don't want to.
Yeah, because I know when there's conversation like with my husband and my stepson, then I would let him talk to him about boy stuff without me being in the room.
Yeah.
You know, you handle that on your own.
I mean, the funny thing is when she starts telling me, like, don't worry about it, this, you shouldn't be, she just starts laughing. She just starts laughing, you know, because, I don't know. Like, this is just, I've never been this. I'm not going to get used to this ever.
No, and I let me ask you this. How close in age? Like, is your wife still trying to, because you've been married 20-something years, is your wife trying to live vicariously through?
Oh, yeah, like trying to identify young or
best,
whatever.
Best friend, girl, you know, that kind of thing?
You know what? That may sound like my wife. I'm going to have to look into that. I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about that.
Oh, Lord.
Have you heard about him so much now that you almost feel like you've seen him?
Oh, Jesus, fat boy.
Like, that's how it feels. That's got to be an odd feeling.
Yeah.
Like, not like with a police sketch artist coming in and drawing him.
No, I feel like he can close his eyes and, like, see it.
That's weird.
Oh, I I almost went into the Victoria's Secret with them, but I was like, this is too much. This is too much. I cannot do this.
You're awesome, man.
Take the credit card.
That's your lane.
Yeah, going in there and get it. I don't need to. Yeah. Oh God, man, that's wild. I pray for you today. I do.
Yeah.
I pray that they will not talk about this around you. It's making you. I mean, it's still. It's kind of make you feel very, very.
Everybody's built different too. Weird. So.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You got to pray.
Thank you. I feel so much better now.
Oh, really? You do? Okay. Well, good. I mean, I'm glad you.
I like you affirmed that my weird feelings are correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. You're not being a prude or anything. You're just being a responsible parent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that the mom's necessarily being irresponsible. It just sounds like she's trying to, like, yeah, girlfriend. Like, that's still your daughter, though.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You pick the order, fat boy. We'll talk about whatever.
Do you want to talk to Michael?
Hey, Michael.
Hey. How's thanks for holding, you guys.
Well, thank you for holding.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm really happy to talk with you guys right now.
Oh, thank you, sir. We're glad to have you. What's up?
Name's Michael, and I'm a chaplain in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Awesome.
And so I originally called because I wanted to talk about last week when your father died, you didn't get to play free bird at his funeral.
Right. We had to do it at graveside because the pastor wouldn't let us play it at the church.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're a chaplain.
Yeah, I'm a chaplain. and so I wanted to share a story that happened a while ago. Because of HIPAA violations, I won't say much about anything, but I'll just say I have patients die quite often. And there was one patient I had, and he was patient was dying,
yeah.
And his family was there with him. And I often like to ask my patients and the families if they have any favorite music. And this particular patient turned out that one of his favorite albums was so on point. And family started playing it for him. And the reality is when you're dying, one of the last things to go is your hearing. So you can almost always hear as you're dying, actually. So the family, they started playing Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. And the whole album plays through, and a patient dies while listening to Great Gig in the Sky.
Oh my gosh.
The whole album. I never thought about that. Just letting the whole thing
play. So that was just one of the most incredible things that I've actually been a part of. And to realize, like, it's Pink Floyd. It doesn't need to be some Christian song. But, like, the way that the family was able to grieve during that time was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I was legit mad about it and everything. But I had a hard time, like, understanding it. Like, that was his... It wasn't in his will or anything. It's just what he always said. He wanted that playing at his funeral, and the pastor said no. But I didn't think about that when he was passing to actually play music. I was more or less asking him, and listen to this, chaplain. Can I call you chaplain?
Yeah.
I said, Dad, you know, well, everybody kind of realized what was happening. I was like, what would you like to eat? Anything. I don't care what the doctors and nurses say. I'll go get it for you. Chaplain, do you know what my dad wanted for his last meal?
He probably wanted whiskey.
Oh, my mama would have divorced him.
That's a good guess.
He wanted Wendy's chili.
That's awesome.
Well,
gosh. I mean, it was just the weirdest time. I was thinking a steak or anything. He's like, Matthew, you want some Wendy's chili?
It'd be easier for you to go get.
It was.
Yeah. And that's actually a good thing to say because a lot of people are afraid of hospice care during the end of their life. But the reality is, like, if you're dying in the hospital, like, we can't give you those things that you want.
Yeah.
But if you're in a hospice, you know, if you want a beer, if you want a whiskey, if you want Wendy's, have at it.
You know, it's interesting that he's saying this because, and I just saw this by chance recently, they were saying that, you know, when people were about to die, the number one song they wanted to hear, now this might be generational, was My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
That was the top
choice.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you've seen a lot. I don't know if you've ever had that song or one common song.
Maybe once or twice. Yeah, it's. I will say a lot of people want to listen to gospel hymns.
Yeah.
But yeah, My Way. That's a good one. I'm gonna have to keep that in mind more often.
While you're doing that, do you ever hear them talking to people in the room?
God, great. I was going to ask that, but I didn't know if it would be too whatever.
Wait, can you ask again?
Okay, when my mother was in intensive care, she was talking to somebody, and I said, Mom, who are you talking to? And she goes, my father. And wow. I was wondering.
You're whispering too much here at the end. I'm sorry.
My mother was, she was talking to somebody when she was in intensive care, and I asked her who she was speaking to, and she said her dad. And so I was wondering if people are talking to angels or something, that you hear that kind of conversation.
Yeah, I think that that's absolutely a possibility. You know, we can't prove that. It's like faith, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of stuff often happens. And sometimes in reality also, sometimes people will hold off on till dying, till like one of their sons or daughters comes into the room, and then they finally hear their voice, and then they let their self die.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how people will hold off on those things. And yeah, sometimes whether it's their mind telling them or a spirit showing up and talking with them, it's like that's what finally gives them peace and they can pass.
But do you have to, like, you handle all of it, right? Like last rites, you're doing that too? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'll say I'm not a Catholic priest. So when I have someone who is Catholic who wants a Catholic priest to perform last rites, I'll call a Catholic priest for that, though.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this, Michael. It's not often that we get a pastor or chaplain calling in. May we keep your number when we have any religious type questions and things?
Absolutely. I would love that. I would love that. Considering the gentleman that just called in talking about his daughters being sharing a little too much.
Yeah.
My advice, if I was talking to him, he didn't seem like he actually shared his feelings with his family. And that's actually something that I see with men often, is they're actually afraid to actually share their feelings. He was sharing his feelings with you, but I doubt he's ever actually shared his feelings with his wife. Like, hey, when you share this with me, I feel uncomfortable. Or you could say, like, when you're sharing this with me, I feel gross.
Yeah.
And when he says that, he doesn't need to say, like, wife, you are gross. Like, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, I feel gross when you communicate like this to me.
So he shouldn't go up to the daughters and say, hey, I know what you look like, just so you know.
No. That's creepy.
No. He should confront the problem with his wife, saying, like, hey, this communication it makes me feel uneasy. It makes me feel gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have a close relationship with our daughters, but I don't need to be involved with that.
That's well said. Yeah. Chaplain Michael in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You guys take care.
See you, buddy.
God bless.
Yeah, he was great.
I know. It makes me feel better when, like, you know, when you have, you know, you have some people, usually when we've had calls from pastors or anything like that, it's usually been like, hey, you guys are doing this wrong or something. But that guy was like, not secular, but like he knows the world that you live in and how you have to minister to people.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do people still do the lucky number parlay cards?
Do the phone numbers still exist? We got lucky and found you heard right, stud, but like, are there other numbers like that still?
Just call random ones.
That's got to be like that's got to be the new AI, right? I feel like we need a new you heard right, stud.
Well, remember, this was
try one.
Right when, I think it was right after I started in radio, right, like early on, and Wayne Allen Root had a gambling line you could call, and it was like $4.99 a minute.
It was the lock of the day.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's going to talk slow. So you're going to spend like $35 just to find out his pitch, and then you got to bet on top of that. It's like getting a card graded by PSA.
Mm.
Like, well, how much money am I going to spend here, and what's my
a lot.
What's my ROI?
I'm going to try one. If we get a good one, I can record it.
Okay.
Like I already got it. All right. Just to see if they still exist, these numbers.
You're doing a bit.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to be a real one.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to play your right stud.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and you can probably go ahead and just... People that have been writing the fan fiction stuff for years, they're just putting all that to AI now. And
yeah, you heard right, stud.
Oh, it's the same one. I swear I didn't know. Let me try to... Look.
It is.
Right. I'm going to write down.
I love the upbeat music in the background.
I do.
Yeah, we're at the club. Still, it's 8:40 a.m. We're at the club. We don't have to be at Hot Topic till 1 today. We're working nights, the mall.
That's right, stud.
You need another pen?
I'm going to write down with it.
We just threw a pen against the wall if you heard that. Just look on your debit card, Bill.
Can you read that? That's the one I just
depressed.
Called. No. So I'm going to try a different one.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Did that guy buy all the numbers?
Let me try a different one.
When Rupert Murdoch was going in buying these struggling social media sites and websites, like, what? Why was he buying this? Oh,
I didn't know where that came from. I thought that was...
You thought it was what? Oh, no, it's real. It's damn real, Paige.
Donald, I thought it was, but it's not.
Paige calls the lesbian lines.
Hey, are you ready for me to eat some?
You just called Bojangles.
I had to cut him off real quick.
It's the same guy.
That is like, strange.
No,
it
I
is
mean,
the same guy. Who is this, though?
I'm going to start dreaming him.
But
you think he's the guy that used to be in radio? Yeah, that's right. Coming up next with some Air Supply. But right now, it's Def Leppard on your Two for Tuesday, stud.
So
is he taking those jobs, or is it somebody's like voice they just morphed? Like, this is the second
morphing.
One I called.
Morphing.
I used that word that he used.
Are you putting over your own side hustles here?
That's his...
You heard right, stud.
Dang it.
Fans.
Call.
I'm going to have to try those later.
Try another one.
Do another one.
Try it with...
I'm going to try something that's not that, like, not as dirty.
Something that's not as dirty.
Okay,
but
I just
think that guy went in when he was like, nobody's going to call 900 numbers. He's like, I will buy them all then.
I do real quick.
It's like Detroit real estate. It's like, nobody's going to buy these houses.
No, who wants to live?
Buy a whole block now for $10,000.
Oh, boy.
Security's going to cost you more, though. That's the problem. All right, here we go.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Okay, good. It's good to hear a woman.
Okay, I can say that one. It was 1-800-WET-FART.
Oh. Oh, man.
Hey, for real.
Now, hang on. If that's a business, you might want to tell people that your phone number's wet fart. They might not call it. God. Anything you can think of, this, you know.
It's already been taken?
Yeah. And it's going to be that same guy. Hey, stud. Are you hungry? I am.
You want me to eat? Breakfast with you?
I gotta call him back and see what he wants you to eat.
Yeah. Okay. We'll text him what you think he wants to eat. 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line.
Oh, well.
Some of the texts that you are sending in right now, you better hope that when you get up in front of the white throne of judgment, they're not gonna go through your text. Read some of these words you are texting in.
It really did start kind of, you know, organically, like.
And it's not a bit.
No.
Fatboy is calling random numbers, and we're finding out they're all owned, the 1-900 chat numbers or whatever, are owned by the same company, and they use the same, except for the one that we called.
Yep.
There was a delightful young lady on there. Otherwise, it sounds like a guy that would be a bully in an 80s movie. He sounds like Cobra Kai.
You heard right, stud.
Yeah.
I wanted to have. I wanted to get a new one. Flip him over.
Shoot dive.
I wanted to get a new one, but he ends up being on everyone you think of to call. Like, this is you heard right, stud.
Every single one. Like, make me wait.
You make me and my buddies wait.
Don't do it.
What are your buddies doing there?
That, yeah, that's right.
Do you have one more to try or no?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about this one. And if he answers, if he answers this one, then
see,
I'm going to start to wonder.
This is where I think we are in the Matrix, where the AI or whatever can't keep up. They're like, oh, we didn't have that number, stud. Answer the phone again. Pretend to be that guy. We don't have it. We let all our other surfer AI voices off today. That's where everybody's at. Here we go.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
Stay on the line for a wild and wicked chat.
All right.
Oh, that's not that good.
No, she sounds too young.
Why do you want wild and wicked?
All right, that's the one I dialed on that one.
I don't know.
I wasn't expecting her voice. I thought it'd be a larger lady, to be honest with you.
Don't worry, we'll put the links in the description below.
No, we're not.
That's where you get creative. You got to think of which ones to.
Oh,
because you can only, obviously it has to be a three-letter word and then a four-letter word.
Right.
Well, you kind of run out of the three-letter words to use. Yeah. The four, you know, you could sub in and out, but.
Aren't you amazed? Remember the old days? I only remember this from TV shows, and then I learned it, and I was taught it. I studied marketing, and it was always, hey, you know, in TV commercials and movies and stuff, the phone number is always 555-1212. Are you not surprised that we are so overpopulated in this country they had to finally take that number back and say, God dang it, guys, we need the number now. There's too many people here who want cell phones.
They're all Easter eggs now. You know what they'll do? They'll put a number in whatever, you know, show you watch.
Yeah.
And it's an actual working number. And it could be like a bit within the show. Like Tosh started doing it when he put up his fake web pages.
Uh-huh.
They were real web pages, but they were just front pages. They weren't sites. So you can go look at
like what we did with when we said Metallica was breaking up. We made a page on our website to look like it was Metallica.com. That was our big April Fool's joke.
So now they do it with phone numbers.
Suing and things.
Oh.
So they put real phone numbers in there. Should I always wondered about that. Like Chuck Lorre shows.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
The end of them, like, do you ever pause it and read that? He writes these, like, really interesting. It looks like, you know, it's the all rights reserved kind of bullcrap stuff. But if you pause it, he writes these funny little stories in there. It's Easter eggy. It's kind of, it's like we're seeing it's in plain sight, but you got to pause it to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people miss it, or they just don't think to use it.
Right.
Hey, I want to try one more.
Okay.
Should the three-letter word be fat or eat?
Eat.
What's the four-letter word?
I can't say it. It might be your favorite football team, though. Hang on a second. Let's see if we get the same guy.
Well, as long as he don't say beat. Actually, it could, actually, feet. Now that I think about it.
Use feet.
Feet? Oh. Guys, I'm 19 years old. I did not know 900 numbers were a thing.
Yeah, you heard right, Stan.
No way.
That's three different numbers with the same guy.
Incredible.
I want to talk to that guy. Not and pay for it. But I want to like say, are you just the voice of the company? Like, what do you do for like all day long? You always on the phone?
And I dialed different ones.
Yeah.
I put eat in the name of your favorite college football team after.
Right. Do this one.
Oh yeah, give me one. This has to be the last one though.
And don't say it. But I don't know if can you see it from here?
Oh yeah, okay.
Just try it and see.
Different would have to be a different.
It would be a different, you know, put the nine in there instead. Let's just see.
Mm.
Wait, this one here, Paige.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is, I mean, I live for stuff like this.
Call failure for account D88.
My God, that sounds like a bill collector.
I don't think you can use that prefix anymore. I don't think it's a thing.
Why?
I don't think I got rid of them completely.
Really?
Because like wrestling used to use it, that prefix for hotlines.
Yeah.
Now they have to tell you the number's not serviceable anymore. Other chats used to use it.
But who would still, like this person says, I'm 19 years old. I listen to your show. I did not know 900 lines were a thing until you're talking about it and I look it up.
What?
My God, really?
Like nobody, like your dad or uncles, nobody ever talked about it?
Right. I mean, you must not be a product of divorce.
I'm going to do one more. The absolute last.
That was the cause of so many divorces. Who you ever talked to? It's my mama. And then you'd go over there and pick up the other line. You're a right stud. That ain't your mama.
Oh my God.
That is not your mama.
Mama ain't a surfer.
You're a right stud.
Okay, before I call it, do you think it's going to be the same guy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna try.
This is a new game we could play. Will
it
be
the stud guy? I want to know what he looks like now, stud guy.
He's got dark. He's of Italian descent. I can hear that. Mm-hmm. He hangs loose. He is searching for animal chin. Oh, that one's gone.
He's busy on that one.
Try one more time.
You're right, stud. I'm already on a call right now.
You dialed wrong, stud.
You can't dial stud.
Want to wait in the wings? Wait in my bat wings?
Ooh.
Yeah. While you're waiting, let me tell you about the Paralympic update.
No, you just killed the moment.
Why? You're not attracted to handicapped
people? The number
is not. Oh. No, sports.
Dang, look, that's the one I just tried to call.
I can't see it.
He would answer that one, wouldn't he?
I really can't see it.
It rhymes with rum tart. Surely he would answer that one.
That baker is going to know how to make that for you. So I know. Yeah. The recipe.
The guy's kid's going to answer.
I want a nice rum cake.
You want a muffin stud?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Ooh, you want a bacon cupcake, big boy?
Yeah.
A bacon cupcake. Of all things.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.